What makes this mound interesting is it very distinctly has ankles and feet, and it has arms that are articulated and is very clearly in the process of walking towards the west. This is the only human-shaped mound that is known to exist. There are some mounds that may be the birdmen combination that still exist, but this is extraordinarily unique. This is a spectacular part of our landscape. We take it for granted. Effigy mounds such as this are only found in roughly the southern half of Wisconsin, a little bit down into Illinois, a little bit into Iowa and Minnesota. But this place is unique. This is very common that you would have mound locations that aren't necessarily in wetlands, but are overlooking wetlands. And clearly, from where we are right here, you can see that large expanse of wetland. And it is not unusual that the mounds were actually made from wetland soils. So it's entirely possible that the soils that were used to create this mound roughly 1,000 years ago came out of that wetland. This is a lot of work when you think of the people who built this, not having steel shovels, not having any mechanical equipment, certainly, to build this. This was built by hand, probably a basket load at a time, coming from soils, perhaps from that wetlands a quarter mile away. Now, the shape of this thing, why a human? Because we have in the mounds that we find in Wisconsin, we've got shapes such as birds. We have shapes such as land animals, such as bears and minks and all that sort of thing. And then we have what are referred to as lower world figures, which would be often more mythological animals. We talk about water panthers. There's a lizard mounds, or it's a large group and type of mound, which are thought to relate to the underworld. And the underworld, and this is why we get to the idea of these things being near water, is that the entree into the underworld is through springs or lakes. The people who built them were probably the ancestors of the modern Ho-Chunk Nation. And the Ho-Chunk Nation is actually half of a nation that was here. We referred to them for many years as the Winnebago, but in the last 20 years or so, they've reclaimed their own name for themselves, which seems only appropriate. But they were removed from Wisconsin in the 1830s to the 1870s. And the people who we now call the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin were those people who came back to Wisconsin from where they were removed eventually in Nebraska, north of Omaha. There is a story that was collected in the Winnebago Nation in Nebraska by a researcher in the early 1900s, which talks about what was known as the white water spirit coming out of what was described as being within lake. If you think of synonyms for the word within, surrounded, enclosed, whatever, and you think of a lake near here, which is now known as Devil's Lake, but to the native peoples, probably didn't have that negative connotation and would have been referred to as Spirit Lake. As a kid growing up in the Chicago area, as came up to vacation in this area, the story was always it's a bottomless lake. Well, it is very deep. It actually does have a bottom. But for the native peoples, not having a way of measuring down 50 or 75 feet, it certainly could be easily thought of as bottomless. It probably has springs down at the bottom of it. And again, this is the entree to the underworld. So coming up out of Devil's Lake is this creation known as the White Water Spirit. And according to this story that was collected in the early 1900s, the White Water Spirit alighted on the land, took the form of a human with horns, and walked. Which is exactly what this is. Now, I'm not the final word on this by any stretch of the imagination, but that story fits. There may be many other stories that fit, and it's when visitors come here and I get a chance to talk to them, I try to get them to think about what this could possibly mean. To me, that is the fascination of these sites, is to understand that we do not have a written documentation back to 1,000 years ago for the people who created this thing. But what we need to do is be very cognizant of the traditions the stories of the native peoples who are here and try to understand what it may be. But even if we don't understand, even if we can't figure that out, this thing is spectacular.